good morning and happy Wednesday.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Hopefully you're doing well as well. Here we are halfway through the first full week of September. First week of September, I guess.
Yes.
It's hard to believe it's here. Coming up this morning, we're of course, everybody's getting into back to school mode. And so with that, we got some back to school conversations to get to this morning.
Yes, here's the topic for today. Think back to when you were in school. Let's talk about what was the it look for the first day of school back when you went to school.
Pick a year. Yeah, maybe your prime, middle school, high school, or whenever. Whatever stands out in your mind.
I'll just say it was hammer pants. One of my years. I've told that story before, but we'll tell that again.
That could be fun. So share yours. Hit us up on our mobile app or join the conversation on Facebook. Also, CDC is offering some recommendations related to the back to school season.
Okay.
Got some details for you there that parents should be aware of. And coming up here in a matter of minutes, does Taylor Swift have a career in football coaching?
Okay, maybe. Why?
Oh, apparently she's been getting involved in some stuff with the team that her boyfriend plays for.
Okay, interesting.
So we'll dive into that later on this morning. Plus song and 60s on the way in minutes, and Tony's got a song ready? Going to get a song ready in the next few minutes?
Yeah, no, I got a song. I picked it out at karaoke this week when I was doing karaoke. I'm like, nice. I don't think we've done this song.
All right.
And the kids love it. Every week they sing it, so.
Let's go. I have a guess, but I'm not going to say it yet.
No, it's probably not the one you're thinking.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Mix 108, good morning. It is the Morning Brew. It's Tony and Nick. It's time to play Song in 60, a fun little game where we try to guess what a song is by some clues. Today, I will be giving the clues to the song that is in my head right now. And we'll try to guess what it is, okay?
You're hyped up about this one, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, a little bit. The kids love it.
Okay.
I know every word to it now because it plays every week during karaoke, and I've read the lyrics 100 times, so I know the words of the song, and I will be singing along.
Okay.
We do play it eventually. So here we go. Song in 60 starts right now. 2004, female. Let's see.
Christina Aguilera.
No.
Clarkson.
The cartoon characters. Gosh, what was the show? From Rocky and Bullwinkle. Female villain.
What's her name?
Just give me her first name.
Natasha Bedingfield.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Unwritten.
Yeah.
Natasha. Had to pull a Rocky and Bullwinkle to get to that one.
I had to go a long way around to get there. I'm sorry.
You did it, though. You did it.
But I knew all we had to do was get Natasha, and we'd be good. So. Yeah.
And she's got some heaters, so.
And she does, but this is the number one banger.
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Wednesday. We are one day away from the start of the NFL season.
Okay.
And coincidentally, the start of the season is going to feature Taylor Swift's boyfriend's football team.
Oh, at home?
I think they're at home.
Nice.
So I bring this all up because Taylor Swift has been apparently getting involved with some playmaking for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Get out of here.
So what's funny about this is
downtime, so she's writing up some plays.
Sure. So did you watch the show Quarterback on Netflix at all?
Some of it, not all of it.
So one of the things that was kind of interesting because Patrick Mahomes was one of the players that they followed.
Yeah.
And he admitted that the players will come up with some crazy names and weird plays and stuff.
Right.
Try to, throw in once in a while. And we've seen some of them in games. And Andy Reid embraces it. The head coach, he's like, okay, this is fun. So apparently there's a news report I found that says that Taylor Swift, who's been watching some practices and stuff from the bleachers, has been contributing by coming up with some plays for the team.
All right.
The story says she started drawing up some plays for the team, according to her friend, the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. He goes on to say in a news report to NBC Sports, she's really interested in football and she asks a lot of great questions. She started drawing up plays and we might have to put one or two in this season.
You know, that's funny. I know somebody in Taylor Swift's camp and I asked them about this story and they sent me some of her plays.
Actually. Oh, really?
They sent me, okay. They sent me some of the plays that she's come up with. One of them is offensive called the Shake It Off screen pass.
Oh.
Quick screen pass where the receiver pretends to be heartbroken, shaking it off as they make a sharp cut and juke past the defender for a big game.
Okay. All right.
I like that one.
That could work.
I like it. Here's a defensive play. We call it the Bad Blood Blitz. It's a relentless blitz package where the defense brings everyone looking to cause bad blood on the opposing team's backfield and sack the quarterback.
Okay. Those are good.
You need to calm down, delay of game, a trick play where the offense intentionally delays the snap, causing the defense to get frustrated and jump offside, resulting in a free play.
Wow. She's a bigger football mind than I thought.
Dude, we are never getting back together. Goal line stand. The defense stands strong at the goal line, refusing to let the opposing team score, just like a determined ex-lover.
Wow.
And finally, the 22-22 option play on 22. The 22-yard line, on the 22-yard line, the quarterback has the option to run, pass, or pitch the ball, keeping the defense guessing, just like a 22-year-old's unpredictable nature.
Okay.
Those are just some of the plays she's written up for the Chiefs. So we'll see if any of them make it into the, you know, rotation, the game rotation.
Well, you know what's going to happen is at some point there will be some interview post game where some player, probably Mahomes, will admit, yeah, that play that scored that touchdown.
Yeah,
was a Taylor play.
It was drawn up by T. Swift.
Yep.
Amazing.
So, can't wait for that moment.
Well, maybe that's a future for a football coach.
Never know. Some people have all the talent.
She's got a lot of time on her hands traveling on that private plane. So she's
sitting there watching game film. Coming up, Nick's nonsense here in a couple minutes. So we talked yesterday about the big beef off the hot dog eating contest between Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi. Well, there was another food contest over the holiday weekend that I found kind of interesting, and I'll share the details on that coming up here in Mix It Away. Nick's nonsense on a Wednesday morning. We head to Michigan. We're over the Labor Day weekend. There was another food-related contest. We talked about the big one.
The unfinished beef with
Kobayashi
and Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut, yeah. We know Joey Chestnut set a world record.
Yeah.
Kind of smoked Kobayashi by like 20 hot dogs or so.
Yeah.
So there was another food event, as I mentioned, over the weekend. This time around, it was not... Well, it was a beverage kind of condiment-related thing. If that makes sense.
So I was going to say, it's not ketchup then.
No, it's not ketchup. So this was the first ever of its type in this town. It was a ranch drinking competition.
I like ranch, but not straight up ranch.
No, this seems like something you could do in Minnesota. Minnesotans love their ranch. So the contest, in order to win, you had to chug 24 ounces of this company's ranch. It's a local company called the Harmful Rooster. That sounds awful. Why you would call something harmful and want it to be food related. But anyway, so how long do you think it took this person to guzzle 24 ounces of ranch to win?
10 minutes.
You are off by a few, sir. So this guy named Zach, he was the winner. He chugged all 24 ounces. Think that's a lot of liquid to drink.
Yeah.
No matter what it is. He did it in 10 seconds.
Dang.
Ugh. Yeah. 10 seconds he drank all this ranch in. When asked how he consumed so much ranch so quickly, Zach said, "I've seen people pour about that much on their salads. What's the difference?"
I don't know about that, but
interesting argument. So apparently there was a pretty decent, I'm looking at a picture from the story. There was maybe a good dozen or so people that competed in this contest. And there were others that were on a waiting list. So they actually apparently capped it at 12 people is what they did.
Dang.
And there were others that got close, but Zach, this guy, he did it in 10 seconds.
Man.
I'm not a big ranch guy in the first place.
See, I like ranch. I like dipping stuff in ranch, but not just drinking ranch. No thanks. Pass on that.
The thing that comes to mind, of course, is from the movie Super Troopers, chugging the syrup.
He did that in Elf too, didn't he?
Yeah. But I couldn't do either. I don't know that I could do a chugging contest of any kind. Yeah. I just wouldn't be able to do well with that. So there's Nick's nonsense for this morning. We'll see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes here. Mix it.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor, Duluth, Superior, a Town Square media station.
Another nice day in the cards for the most part. We're going to see temperatures getting up to around 80. Partly sunny, breezy. Then a chance of some showers and storms tonight. Now, some of those could be on the strong to severe side. The timing for those expected to be for most of the Northland after 9 p.m. So between 9 p.m. and maybe tomorrow morning by 6 a.m. So overnight is when those are going to roll through.
That's not good, though. There must be some kind of cold front coming through or something.
You're not wrong, because tomorrow we're going to see temperatures in the upper 60s with some more rain chances. Oh. Friday, a high of maybe 60.
Maybe.
And then Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, looking at temperatures low 60s. Sunday, we start rebounding back in the 70s. Now, Friday and Saturday, there is a chance of some frost. Could be the first frost of the season for the Northland. In not widespread everywhere, away from the lake, places maybe on the Iron Range or away from the lake on the North Shore, a few miles. Those are the best chance. We actually got a map from the weather service that offers those. So could see some 30s Friday and Saturday night. But then we start warming back up next week back into the 70s again. So
yeah, that's what awful about this time of the year is. Like, it's nice and warm during the day, but like in the morning, it's extra cold.
Drops
like
down.
This morning, yeah. I was like, woo.
Yep.
It's cold in these shorts. I know it's going to be warm later, but right now. Man, not good.
You'll be okay.
All right. After 16 years, Superior Business is either got to find a new owner or they need to close Earth Exchange in Superior. The owners are facing some health challenges, and despite being passionate about the business and they say business is good, they need to find a new owner or they'll have to be forced to close their doors. They've opened in 2008 and they sell a bunch of... it's kind of a thrift shop. They sell recycled merchandise, but they also have a selection of new furniture and new mattresses there as well. If you want more information and maybe you want to buy Earth Exchange, they own the building too, so that's a plus for them. They don't have
you're not paying rent then.
Yeah, their lease isn't going up. You know, it's the problem with a lot of these small businesses. Yeah. They have these leases, but they keep going up so crazy.
Right, yep.
So anyways, you want to get more information about Earth Exchange and its future, you can hit up the Mix 108 app or go to mix108.com.
Coming up a little bit later on this morning, what is a back-to-school fashion trend that comes to mind? Something maybe you were proud to have sported yourself, or maybe you remember but didn't participate in?
Yeah, you don't necessarily need to be proud.
No. Yeah. Or maybe not. Yeah. However it stands out in your mind.
I'm not proud of some of my first day outfits that I can think of.
Let us know what comes to mind for you. Hit us up on our mobile app or join the conversation on Facebook. We'll talk about that later on this morning. And as long as we're on the subject of school, there's been some headlines about new, kind of a gross subject, but it's something that happens when school year rolls around. New headlights policy from the CDC. We'll dive into that subject so parents can be aware of what to know about that. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, Teddy Swims now here at Mix 108. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Wednesday. So we're getting back into the school year thing here. First couple days for some schools. And with that, a lot of parents have a lot of things to consider. Is your microphone? Yeah, that's great. Notice the buttons. Check your mute button there. Oh, all right, well, grab that microphone over there.
That unit is dead. This unit is...
Hi.
Sounds a little different over here.
Yeah. All right, well, that's fun. We'll have to...
That's fun.
Get our engineer on that. With the back-to-school season, something that you hope you never have to deal with, but sometimes does happen, headlights, a thing that some parents may have a run-in with through the course of the school year, of course, as kids get back together. So there are some news stories from some TV stations around the country that have been reporting about some new guidelines from the CDC.
New guidelines, you say?
And so I looked into it a little bit further, and I found out they're not exactly new, but they might be new compared to what you remember from when you were a kid. So if you had
I was a kid, we just brought everybody over to the house and everybody got the lice. Oh, no, that was chicken pox. I'm sorry.
I was going to say that
was chicken pox. Yeah, my bad.
Different.
Not lice.
A little different. Here, y'all have lice. Have fun.
All the cousins who get together, we're like, spread the head lice.
No. Gross.
All wrong. Gross. Rub your heads together.
So the guidelines are actually about a decade old, but the news to be aware of is, because it might be different than what you remember as a kid, is you don't have, the schools don't have to send kids home anymore, because it used to be policy, and I can remember this. There was a little outbreak among some folks when I was in elementary school, and they were sending kids home if they ended up finding lice. The nurse was doing her thing, check everybody's heads and everything else, and they were sending kids home early. You know, had to call the parents and everything else. Well, that's what is new, but that's not exactly like new this year. It's new as of like within the last 10 years, but the thing to know about that is it is newer policy. So if you do end up in a situation where you do get that phone call from school, the thing to know is apparently they're not sending kids home early. So basically what the current guidelines are from the CDC is
keep spreading it
among the school. So apparently the kid stays in school through the day. The kid goes home at the end of the day, at the end of the school day, supposed to get treatment, and then it's a matter of they don't come back until they get a good treatment, you know, the old shampoo.
Oh, so you can stay there the rest of the day, but yeah, you can't come back.
Right. And so the other part of
makes
that
sense. Sure.
The other part of that is they say that you know, you get the lice treatment that night, they can be back the next day. They go into some details about, you know, the nits, the,
excuse me,
the eggs, if you will, that's what those are called. They might be in the hair and on the scalp for a matter of a couple days afterward, and that's it is gross.
Blech.
Previously, that was the thing, is there needed to be no signs of anything, but now they say, well, you might have that still in your hair after the treatment.
Like, did they use like chopsticks?
Like
I just remember like them like kneading my hair as a child with like wooden sticks, and I was like, well, why are you using chopsticks to go through my hair?
Maybe some. I don't remember that.
It's pretty
specifically,
old,
but I know that they're, of course, with part of the treatment policy. I remember hearing all about the really fine tooth comb.
Yes.
That was another part of it too. So it is just a gross subject, and I know that, but it's something that you got to deal with. So, of course, how do you prevent this? How do you avoid this even being a thing? It's tricky because
homeschool.
Well, yeah. Because the problem is the CDC says in their guidance, the most common people to get head lice are kids at ages 3 to 11. And they say no head-to-head or hair-to-hair contact, don't share hats, don't share scarves, don't share coats, stuff like that. But when you've got a 4-year-old, for example, or a 5-year-old, how are you going to get them to remember that they're at school? You're not.
You're not.
So you can tell kids at home and try to remind them of those things as best you can, but lice is probably
lice is lice.
Happen. So you can read a little bit more. There's also like how to find them,
pictures,
stuff like that. It's all on the Mixmobile.
Great lice pictures too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh, gross. But anyway, that's the deal. So if you're seeing or hearing about some new guidance, it is new maybe from when you were a kid, but it's not new like this year new.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the kid gets to stay at school for the rest of the day. Now, individual school policies may vary a little bit from school to school.
Yeah, I was going to say, district to district, they could probably make individual policies, I imagine. And
yeah, they can have different, but the overall guidance from the CDC is they can stay there at the end of the day. And the goal behind that change on the front end and then also on the back end, where after they get a treatment, they can come back as soon as maybe the next day, that goal is to try to avoid kids missing school more than, you know, maybe not at all.
Right.
So that's the whole goal. That's the end situation there. So there you go. That's what you need to know.
I feel itchy now.
I know. On a much less gross note.
Gross. Disgusting. Well, I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
It depends on your situation.
So we're asking the question this morning. What is the...
my computer's way over here.
Oh, okay.
I forgot how the question was worded.
Yes, okay.
What was the it look for the first day of school back in your day? Like, what was it?
Okay.
Do you remember?
So we're talking,
we're talking like your, you know, your formative, you know, your middle school, high school years. Like
the really memorable,
You started picking your own outfits.
Sure.
Let's make that clear. You know, like Rose probably started picking her own outfits last year, this year into middle school, whereas, you know, like Mom picked out outfit before.
Sure.
You know.
Sure. Okay, that's fair.
So what was the it look for the first day of school back in your day? 7402MIX is our phone number if you want to give us a call and talk about this. We'd love to hear your story, if it's a good or a terrifying story, of your first day of school and that it look that you were hoping to nail. Maybe you nailed it. Maybe you didn't. 7402MIX is our phone number.
Mix, what are we, Morning Brew? Good morning and happy Wednesday. All right. Back to school season, lots of folks getting back into it. And so we're thinking back on fashion trends from our formative years of school.
And, you know, I thinking more about this, yes, fashion is great, but we could also talk about those other trends, like, let's say, trapper keepers. Everybody had to have a trapper keeper.
Yeah.
Or the Lisa Frank stuff. You might be too.
That was still a thing I remember seeing a lot of it around school.
Lisa, the bright colors and I don't know, the animals, the unicorns and all that Lisa Frank look was big. You know, that stuff, too, we can talk about. 7402MIX. Like, if you had that, like, I remember having this really cool Trapper Keeper one year that I was so pumped to go to school with.
Nice.
Like, I thought I was, you know, the man wearing, you know, not wearing, well, I was wearing my Trapper Keeper. It was like Flavor Flav. I had it around my neck, you know, like a necklace.
Fantastic.
On a chain.
Not very heavy or anything.
Those things, remember, they, like, the Velcro.
Oh, yeah. Very discreet. Need to open this up.
Right. 7402MIX, what was that it look when you went back to school, or the it thing when you went back to school? What was it? I remember one year I had to have Hammer pants, right? Because MC Hammer was the thing. So they were black Hammer pants with, I believe, white polka dots on them. Couldn't be uglier.
Wow.
And I remember they were pretty expensive. I want to say they were like $40 or something. Back when, you know, when I was a kid, you know, when Hammer pants were popular, $40 was, you know,
a lot of money for pants.
A lot of money, yeah. So, I bought them, and I didn't want to wear them the first day of school because I was like, well, let's see if other people are wearing them first.
Sure.
And of course, not a soul in school. Nobody. I thought for sure half the school would be wearing Hammer
pants.
And
you went to a bigger school, too.
It was a big school down in the Twin Cities, you know, hundreds, thousands, I don't know, lots of kids. Not one of them was wearing Hammer pants.
Oh.
But my mom, she made me one day. She's like, I don't care what day it is, but you have to wear them at least one day. If I paid for those things, you have to wear them at least one day. So one day I begrudgingly wore them to school, I believe, after a significant fight, and I don't know how she made me wear them, but I wore them.
What was the outcome?
I don't remember. I mean, there wasn't any negative outcome. I don't remember getting picked on throughout the day. I remember, like, trying to sneak through the hallways quick, you know, in between classes, get to class early so nobody would see me in the hallway, you know, that type of thing.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
That's hiding behind my big Trapper Keeper.
So I was thinking
that was bad, but yeah.
I was thinking about trends that a lot of things and it was a lot of my parents going, "You're not wearing that, but you're not in it." No.
Okay, fine. All right, fine.
And looking back, I generally, maybe there's some things I appreciate that I didn't get in on the trends for, but one of the ones that I do remember getting in on was the cargo pants, like the the khaki cargo pants.
Oh, sure. Like, we're talking like Backstreet Boy NSYNC kind of era. Kind of like that look.
Yeah. And then,
like, no strings attached era.
Kind of.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Those and then, like, rugby shirts. Like, early Kanye West style, okay, you know, the big stripes. So I did get in on a few of those.
I remember one year, I think I had to have like Jabot jeans.
Okay.
Remember those were a thing? I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but like Jabot jeans were like a big thing one year, and I had to have those. And it was always about the shoes too with me. Like I needed a cool pair of sneaks to go back to school. And I still remember, I remember my BKs.
Wow.
My British Knights. I remember my pumps, my Reebok pumps that I had. There's a couple other shoes that I fondly remember from my childhood. But my BKs, those British Knights shoes, those were the bomb. Oh boy, I love those. Do they even make BKs anymore?
I don't. That's a good question. British Knights. Well, you're looking that up. So Serena on her Facebook page says Lakers jerseys with Shaq. Just saying.
There's a lot of those, yes.
Yep. I remember that being a big thing when I was in elementary school, but kind of toward the end of, or in the middle of and at the end of Michael Jordan's prime.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had to have something MJ.
Yeah.
Even
back in my day, there was a lot of MJ stuff.
Whether it was, because at that time, especially when I was in elementary school, whether it was like a jersey or of course the shoes, or at one point, of course, he did the movie with
Space Jam.
Yeah. And so there was the combination him and the cartoon characters. A lot of kids had that.
They still make British Knights.
They do.
Yeah.
Tony's going to do some shopping.
I know. I'm like, wow, look at this. They even kind of have like the throwback look like I had. Not exactly, though. But that's great. 7402 Mix is our phone number. Give us a call this morning. Talk about those butterfly clips. That crimped hair that you had to go back to school with. Tell us about it. 7402 Mix is our phone number. It's the Morning Brew on Mix 108.
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Wednesday. What is a fashion trend that you're excited to or maybe ashamed to have jumped on when you were in school? You get some interesting answers in. Got a message in through the Mix mobile app from Amy saying, so do you remember tight rolling your pants?
Yeah. I remember that. I didn't do it, but I remember the trend, yes.
Okay. That wasn't a thing during my school years, but I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay.
There was a time too where neon, I remember having like a neon green, neon orange maybe, like shirt.
Okay.
But it was a...
Oh my God.
I haven't thought about it this in years. It was
you're
like,
in it now.
It was a neon orange, but it was like a midriff.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a thing back in the like the guys who wear, you know, like a shirt that would come up to my belly button.
Wow.
Yeah, and show off my, you know, my abs that weren't there. Yeah, that was a thing. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, the neon orange like midriff shirt that I wore. It's embarrassing.
I'm trying to think of so is that where would that inspiration, like,
it was kind of that, I'm pretty sure it was like late 80s.
Okay.
Mid, late 80s, probably. And the neon colors were a thing. But yeah, like the, you remember, you watch like the Top Gun movie when they're playing volleyball.
Oh,
the guys are wearing like the midriff, like shirts. Like I don't know if I'm using the right terminology.
But
here.
It's like
a cutoff shirt.
Okay.
It comes up halfway to your belly. I think I'm using the right terminology. I don't know. Kelly is on the phone with us. And what you got for us, Kelly?
Oh, good morning, guys. Yeah, jelly shoes and slap bracelets. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Clear plastic shoes that came in every color imaginable. Yeah, those were a big deal. And everybody had this. I have a slap bracelet. That was the ultimate fashion accessory.
I did have some slap bracelets, yeah.
Sure.
I do remember that. I didn't have jelly shoes. I remember the jelly shoes. That was kind of strictly a girl thing.
Sure.
If I remember right.
Yeah.
I don't remember too many of my guy friends rocking around in jelly shoes. But yeah, slap bracelets. I had some of those. You go slap somebody with them.
I remember as a kid getting like, if it was like a McDonald's Happy Meal thing, or like I ended up getting one from something somewhere. And over time, because it had like a cover on it, but it inside's just a metal band. Well, the metal band ended up coming out of whatever it was in. And my parents were like, don't play with that anymore, because they were worried it was, you know, somebody's going to get hurt or something like that.
Right. So. And then the 90s came along, and then we could just, and then I could just kind of grab an old flannel from my uncle or something, and I was cool. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't really care then, because you were just slapping a t-shirt and a flannel
on. Sweet midriff shirt on under the flannel.
No. It was way gone by then. Way gone. When Nirvana hit, I threw that all away. No. God, there's got to be a picture of me in that shirt, too, somewhere. Let's make sure that never
makes... Put the bat signal out to Tony's mom.
No, let's make sure that never sees the light of day.
So Matt says oversized hoodies and baggy jeans were a thing for him in high school.
Yeah.
I can remember some friends of mine that were... It looked like they were a combination, like, getting ready for a basketball game slash... like Eminem on a regular basis, because that was like early Eminem days, and like everybody had to do that, and that was another one of those trends that I didn't
you didn't take advantage of.
No.
Shame on you.
I know.
7402 Mix is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you this morning on what was that it look for your first day back at school. You know, back in the day, what were you rocking? What was that outfit you were just so pumped to wear back to school? 7402 Mix. Good morning. This is the Morning Brew on Mix 108.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor, Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
Well, currently 60 degrees downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 studios. Looking for a high today close to 80 today. Partly sunny, breezy. There are some showers and storms to be aware of overnight tonight into the early hours of tomorrow. Some of those could be on the stronger to severe side overnight. Some isolated ones that get into the stronger category. Then we start our cool down for a couple days. We'll see temperatures in the upper 60s for tomorrow, some rain chances. Then maybe 60 at best or so on Friday in the Twin Ports area and across parts of the Northland. Friday night and Saturday night are first frost chances at parts of the region. More so away from the lake, low-lying areas, but we'll see temperatures in the 30s and 40s overnight those two nights. I know. And then we start our warm-up again after daytime highs in the low 60s. We'll see some 70s again next week, so don't worry. We're going to rebound some, and we'll get warm again.
Thank God. Here, just a second. The Superior Nightmare 5K is now the new name of the North End Nightmare. It's the Halloween, you know, 5K that they do over in Superior. And it's been renamed the Superior Nightmare 5K, and registration is open now for that event. If you want to get more information, you can hit up the Mix 108 app or go to mix108.com. But it happens on Saturday, October 26th at 11 a.m. in Superior. And there is also the Spider Dash option kids 14 and under for $10. Okay. If you want to get registration information and all that stuff about the brand new, newly renamed Superior Nightmare 5K, you can check out the Mix 108 app or go to mix108.com. One of our coworkers is trying to get us to do a 5K. No,
when you say 1K, us,
no. Is it a 1K? I think it's a 1. What is grandma's doing, like a 1K or a something?
I don't even know.
But yeah, no, Lauren's trying to get you.
She hasn't talked to me about this yet.
Me and Ken to do this run of some sort. And I was like, well, if you can get the other two to agree, I'll do it, because I feel pretty confident that you two will both shut her down. So. I was like, yeah, sure,
flip side,
I'm sure I'll do it. So don't call my bluff and both say you'll do it.
Flip side, you're not wrong, but flip side, I feel like between the three of us, I'm probably the best suited one to do the 1K.
Wow,
so.
Now that sounds like a challenge. Okay. Okay, now it's on.
I had to fire it up a little
bit. We'll have to bring Lauren in to see what this was all about. It wasn't a full 5K, though, I think. Okay. It was like a short race run.
Okay.
Of some sort that they're doing. And she's like, yeah, the grandma's guy was trying to convince us to do all
Zach
three
was?
Do it. Yeah, Zach.
Okay.
And, she committed us.
Oh. Tony's getting all choked up over the idea.
Yeah, she committed us to it.
Okay. Well, we'll see how that goes.
So I agreed. Only if you two did.
I may or may not be busy. We'll see. We'll see.
See, it's the great thing about being the first to be offered something like that. Like, yeah, the other two say yes, sure, I'll do it.
Genius.
Knowing very well that I got a good healthy backstop there, or, or I guess as it does unhealthy backstops.
One or the other, however you want to look at it.
Oh, man. We're continuing our conversation this morning about fashion trends from your school days. What's one that comes to mind, whether you sported it yourself, either proudly or now looking back at it shamefully, or maybe it's just one that you remember?
Let's know. I want to hear from, like, the rocker guys, you know, the rocker guys and gals that, you know, were pumped to wear that new Megadeth shirt.
Yeah.
You know, I got my new Iron Maiden shirt. I'm wearing it to school. Let's go.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's a Mix 108 Morning Brew. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Wednesday. And continuing our conversation about fashion trends from your school days. And so we got some Facebook messages in. Ronnie says, for example, I'm old enough to have worn cardigans before Taylor Swift sang about them. So Ronnie says, first day of kindergarten, brown plaid dress with a white cardigan. Oh, how I love that outfit. That sounds like a nice looking outfit.
Yeah. I like the cardigan look. Yeah. Back. Right?
It's kind of a classic look. It's come and go as far as like a big thing, but it's never really gone away.
No, I think you're absolutely correct on that. 7402 Mix is our phone number if you want to give us a call. Sharon is on the phone with us. And Sharon, what was your go-to it look back in your day?
Back in the day, for us, it was all about that 90s grunge look that your dads were just talking about. The overalls and a baby tee underneath it. Extra points if you had a flannel shirt on top of it. That was the look.
I never had the overall look with the... I know what look you're talking about.
Sure.
But I never... I don't... Maybe I did have a pair of overalls at once, but
I did.
Not in the 90s.
That's one thing I did have.
You did?
Yeah, late elementary school, middle school years, I did wear those a few times.
Flannel over them or what?
Yeah.
What did you wear underneath it, though? It was important that you probably didn't have a baby tee underneath.
I did not have a baby tee down.
T-shirt, usually, you know.
Nice look. I think you should bring that back. I think I'd like to see you walking around the office with a pair of overalls and a T-shirt underneath it. That'd be a good look. 7402 Mix. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Coming up here in just a little bit, we'll talk with WDIO. And I don't know if you saw this story yesterday that broke, but Travis Kelce is bringing out the lawyers.
What?
Big time after a supposed fake PR contract leaked that may confirm some rumors about the Taylor-Travis relationship. Or maybe not. Maybe it is all just fake. But we'll talk about that coming up, too. It's the Morning Brew on Mix 108. Mix 108. Good morning. It is the Morning Brew. It is Tony and Nick. So I don't know if you saw this or not yesterday, but it was spreading around the internet, this PR document.
Okay.
Now, yesterday, Travis Kelce's representatives were forced to deny that they have plans to split later this month after a document written on paper of his U.S. PR company was spread online. So the paperwork, which appears to have been created at the L.A.-based firm Full Scope, reveals a strategy to make their split, and says the date for the announcement is coming up on September 28th.
Well, now that it's out there, they have to move it to October 5th.
They're definitely going to have to adjust the timeline a little bit, yeah. It also outlines a supposed plan to release an official statement at the end of this month, 3 days, quote, post-breakup, to allow the, quote, initial media frenzy to settle down.
Okay.
To ensure clarity. It adds the announcement will be gracious, respectful, and stress mutual respect for each other. Laying out what the statement would say, they write, example, Travis and Taylor have decided to part ways after careful consideration. They both value and respect each other's personal lives and appreciate your respect for their privacy at this time. Now, the documents, I don't know. At first glance, they look pretty official to me. It would take a lot of work for somebody to, like, fake this, I guess. But
if you had a little time
and yeah, I mean, yes.
you want to make some news,
internet famous, you know. Yeah. They're both committed to their careers and personal growth. They remain friends and wish each other the best, the statement would continue to say if they did break up later this month. The paperwork also states that the announcement would focus on Mr. Kelce's, quote, personal growth by framing the breakup as a natural part of life.
See, this is where it starts to lose me.
Really?
But
this is all great PR speak. This is exactly what you would hear if they did break up.
Yeah. I'll buy it.
What do you think they'd be like? They'd both be like, I hate that. She'd be like, I hate that guy.
Who uses language, it's a natural part of life in a breakup?
PR firms? I mean, Full Scope PR firm?
Who denies, by the way, and you're getting to that, but they deny that this is even a thing.
Yeah. The representative, they've called in their lawyers. The Full Scope says this is... Nobody at the company created this. We've never even talked about it. This isn't a thing. Yeah. This is completely fake.
Yeah.
The lawyers are out looking for this person. They probably won't find him, though, because, you know,
it's floated on the internet. Just
threw it up on the internet, you know.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
There's been a lot of speculation that their relationship, you know.
Well, that's the thing is kind of.
Mutual benefits.
Points. That it's a mutual. Kind of what they call it in the story, a show rate. They used a phrase that basically it's all for show.
Yeah.
Is the moral of what they're saying is. And I mean, it's been a while though. Like it's been over a
showmance.
Year now.
Showmance.
There you go.
Showmance.
Since we learned about it, it's been about a year because it was right around the beginning of the football season last year.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I feel like it's a long time to.
Year long contract. I mean, I don't believe it, but.
Yeah.
I mean, I also wouldn't put it past anybody either. I don't believe it.
Sure.
But I don't believe that it's, you know, 100% not real.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, a lot of people are benefiting out of this relationship.
You're not wrong.
I mean, the NFL, Travis, his brother.
Yeah.
Taylor has got a lot more publicity out of it. Not that she needed any more, but she's gotten, you know. If there was one crowd, she probably need to, you know, gain more fans than the NFL. That's probably it.
Well, speaking of, don't forget the multi-billion-dollar business that is the NFL that's been benefiting from the new fans.
I wonder if there's an agreement there between the NFL and Taylor Swift.
Ah!
Not so much Travis and Taylor, but more the NFL and Taylor. And not for the relationship-wise, but that she shows up to games, et cetera, et cetera. You know, that type of thing.
Just has a presence with the league, if you will.
Yes, yes. Not a full endorsement of the league, but she's obviously a fan of the league. She's at games.
That's an interesting take. We'll never know the answer. That's the
Absolutely
thing, you know.
Absolutely not. We'll never, ever know.
Everybody's got NDAs and...
Yeah. Nobody talking about it.
No.
Except for this leaked document online.
The tell-all book in 10 years.
Well, I'm just waiting to see her play calling this year. That's all I'm looking forward to.
Exactly. We talked about that earlier.
I just want to see some T-Swift plays on the side, you know.
I bet in the first couple games we get a play that she drew up, or at least was a, you know... Maybe named or something like that, and we end up seeing it.
Do we know when the Chiefs play?
Well, tomorrow night.
Oh, they're kicking all of that.
Yeah, they kick off the season tomorrow night. So, yeah.
Home, right?
I believe it's at home. I think they're taking on the Ravens, if I remember right.
Is she on the road right now?
I'm seeing if she's going to be there.
Well, her next dates aren't until November in Toronto, so she's got a good chunk of the NFL season freed up here.
She opened up her schedule for a chunk of the NFL season. What?
Yeah. She tours November, kind of through November into early December.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Huh. All right. Well, I guess we'll have to see. But I bet we do see a play because we talked about that earlier about how she was apparently drawing up plays and stuff. I bet.
What's his name? One of the brothers, football player, Manning. Peyton. What did Peyton always had like a thing he said on the line, you know, like when he was
Omaha.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe they come up with like Arizona on two, you know, or
maybe some sort of a little nod,
something like that. Yeah.
Reputation's a little bit, you know, that's a long word and just lots of syllables.
Rep, could be.
Rep. Trying to think of what else. If there's a possibility there. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to have to tune in. The NFL wins, Tony.
Kanye sucks on two, on two.
Taylor wrote that one.
Mix, what a way morning, Brew. Good morning and happy Wednesday. Joined by the morning team from WDIO. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you as well. So we've been talking about back-to-school fashion trends. We kind of teed that up a little bit with you off the air. And I know you guys got excited with a lot of things that came to mind. So...
Yes.
I think we went through several phases in those days of what was popular and what was the must-have item.
So let's lay out a couple of those. What are a few things that come to mind from you guys as standout fashion items, must have had, or things that you were really excited or are proud to have worn?
For me, it was definitely UGG boots, sparkly, specifically the sparkly UGG boots. I was so jealous of the girls who had those. And then the Columbia zip-up sweatshirts were really big when I was in like sixth grade. And also the Under Armour sweatshirts with the big logo right on the front. Sure. That was also a big one.
Those are like the Carhartts of now.
Or the fight necklaces. Yes. I don't know if you... I don't know if anyone's going to remember that one.
Do you remember those bracelets with a little sand in the water in them.
Yep.
Those were very popular. I'm also recalling like statement necklaces or like big headbands that were just kind of over the top and not comfortable at all. And then we went through a big boot phase, like Uggs, but then also like tall boots, like wearing leggings and boots with like a cardigan. There's a lot of like that stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot there to digest. I'm like, wow.
Well, and like you said, though, I mean, lots of changing fashion trends. And
You're making me feel old because I feel like a lot of those were just like yesterday. Like sparkly UGG boots.
I mean,
like,
at least I'm
like,
10 that years was ago. Just that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking to the guy.
Sparking my memory, too.
I know.
Your guys' back to school looks because I wear those now.
I know. You guys used to wear, we're wearing now. It's a whole never ending cycle.
I made the comment off the air. I was like, I think I have a couple. The big fashion trend that stood out to me was the cargo pants and the rugby shirts. And yeah, you mentioned, I think I wear that stuff now. Like,
yeah,
I should.
Cargo pants are so functional.
You don't
have to bring a purse. There's so many pockets.
See, there you go.
Okay, you're talking to the guy who like went to school with hammer pants on. You know, that was my
like trip pants.
Did you ever wear trip pants? Hold on, are those like hammer pants?
I think so. I feel like they're the same concept. Just like the big.
No, well, the trip pants are like the grungy, like the hammer. Google hammer pants and you'll. Okay. They're
so
not.
Those are
low.
They're not.
No. This. If you're familiar with the.
I would have worn the trip pants. The hammer pants are a bad choice.
Oh, gosh. MC Hammer?
Yeah, I'm saying MC Hammer can't touch this.
That hammer. Yeah. Those hammer pants. Those are the ones I had to have them to go back to school. My mom bought them for me and I went to school the first day and nobody was wearing them. I'm like, oh my God. I'm never gonna wear them. What do you style those with?
Because it's not like you have a bedazzled jacket.
You don't. Mine were like black with like white polka dots too. Like it was the worst look ever.
I think we need photo evidence.
No, I don't think I don't think there is any photos of that.
So this is one thing I mentioned earlier. I'm kind of grateful that my parents were like, "You're not wearing some of the fashion trends that I wanted to jump on." They're like, "No." No, you're not doing that. They kept me.
They were looking out for you before you knew.
Yeah, I should have listened to my mom. She was like, "You're not going to wear those." And I'm like, "Yeah, everybody's wearing them. It's MC Hammer. Woohoo! Please, Hammer, don't hurt them. You know."
That is so funny.
And yeah, we bought them, and so she forced me to wear them at least one day, and I did wear them one day to school.
You made this decision. You must.
Yeah, she made me follow through on it, and it was like the worst day of middle school ever.
Let me ask you this quick. Was there a trend that you were excited about that looking back, you're like, maybe that wasn't such an exciting trend?
Hammer pants.
We know that for you, Tony. But what about you, Leah and Naya?
Trying to think of a good one. I remember those, the yoga pants with the bright waistband.
That said pink,
the Victoria's Secret brand. And they would be like cheetah and neon yellow and like all this colors. And
yeah,
they were, there's something that I'm happy I don't still have sticking around, but those lasted a long time. That people
printed leggings printed, in general,
yes,
like the galaxy, I had comic book leggings that I loved. I loved my comic book leggings, and they were god awful to look at.
Yes, you were obsessed with them in the time, but then now looking back, it's like, and how did we even try and come up with something with these?
Yeah, how do you style this?
Yeah, you just don't. That's really what it comes down to.
You just wear things.
Exactly. But gotta love back to school fashion.
You do. You really do. Because, and then if any, I doubt they are at this point. If anybody's going to school, they're probably at school by now. But kids, just remember that there's some fashions you're gonna look back fondly on, and others, maybe not so much.
Yes,
for sure.
So, Leah, let's talk quickly about the wow, he found the pants.
I found a picture of my hammer pants.
Wow.
Oh, you need to send that our way, please. Yeah.
Would you wear those, Nick?
No.
No. Would you wear those, like, in the privacy of your own apartment going to bed? No. Exactly. No.
If they were the last thing on earth, would you wear them?
No.
Yeah, not a good look, Tony. Bad, yeah. So, did you specifically pick that color scheme? Because they are black and white dots.
I believe they had a whole rack of them, and that's the one I picked.
Oh,
all right, well, I'm sorry, Tony. All right, Leah, let's talk weather real quick. So we got one more nice day for sure this week.
Yes, and then we're going to see some storms moving in tonight, and those will last throughout our Thursday morning, seeing some pop-up showers, and then we'll be cooling down for the weekend in those 60s. So it'll be a little bit of a start to fall, kind of getting into some cooler conditions, but that sun will come right back out next week and we'll see those mid-70s again. So we're not quite fully making the transition, but we're just having a little baby step into fall.
It's a reminder that it is September.
Yes, it's a reminder that things are changing, but you can break out maybe some light layers this weekend, sure, but you'll want to those t-shirts still for the week to come.
Well, what about hammer pants? Good for the weekend?
You know, if you're going to be down, it's going to be breezy, so that might be nice to have down by the water.
Now there's kind of flow in the wind.
There'll be some movement.
Movement away from me.
Yikes, everyone's just taking a step away. I can't imagine your kids. Dad, what are you wearing?
See, now I would, yeah. So now,
now you have to do it to see their reaction.
I would wear them now just to embarrass them.
You just phone them online. Order up a pair.
Well, they're like vintage now. They're like $75, $80.
All right, well, find the team version.
They're like vintage.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to go to the thrift store.
We will. All right, you guys have yourself a good day. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Bye, guys. Have a good one.
Coming up, we're going to kick off your workday 108 minutes commercial free. That includes music on the way for you from Doja Cat, Teddy Swims, and more coming up here in Mix It Away. Good morning.